Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's the Friday ride home, and as 4:30 hits your clock, you know what that means. That means Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters hits your radio here on the ride home for the Outdoors Outlook, sponsored by Nanticoke Outfitters, where right now you can book your guided hunt or fishing trip at nanticokeoutfitters.com. And Captain Dave, we're kind of in that weird sort of lull as most of the fowl season is ending, but we've got a bit of a break before turkey season kicks in. It's probably still a little too chilly to get your the boat out in the water to drop those lines. So what is it that the outdoorsman should be doing with this time to take advantage and get ready?
Yeah, I tell you, one of the things that we've been super busy with is cleaning up and putting things away from hunting season, right? Keeping everything organized and getting that gear put back and ready for next year. And then we're prepping for fishing. We're definitely getting ready for fishing season. Now, let's not forget, we still got turkey season coming up. We've got turkey season that'll be starting in the second week of April for both Delaware and Maryland. So that's right around the corner. And although 5-6 weeks away, it'll be here before you know it.
Well, yeah. I mean, considering we feel like we just dropped the ball on New Year's and we just turned the page on March, you know it's going to be here quick. And you're actually keeping an eye out. You're looking for some land to hunt when it comes to turkey season, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're actually we're in need of one more turkey property. So that's what I'll be doing this weekend. I'll be out knocking on some doors. We've got four properties that we use, but we like to rotate our properties and keep everything fresh and not put too much pressure on our birds. So we are in the market for one more piece of land. So if anyone has any interest or any ideas, please hit me up or go to our website. We do have a landowner section on the website that'll give you more information about partnering with us.
Sounds like a plan. NanticokeOutfitters.com. Check it out. And, if you're preparing for turkey season, what goes into kind of getting yourself ready for that? As you mentioned, it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, that's a great question, Gary. And I'll tell you, one of the things that we always preach when talking to our hunters is take the time to sight in your gun. I cannot tell you how many folks show up that have not sighted in their weapon. That's really important because different chokes, different brands of ammunition, they all pattern differently. So it's really important to take advantage of some of these nicer days over the next couple weeks to figure out what ammo you're going to use this year. Make sure you've got your sight set up if you're using some type of sight, and go out and shoot. Make sure you're confident. Know what your distance is, whether it's 20 yards or 50 yards. Know the ideal distance for your turkey hunting.
Well, I guess it's kind of one of those things, much like anything, practice makes perfect. So the better prepared you are, the more successful you're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And that's a big part of it. And there are a lot of turkey hunters that don't take the time to do that. And they say, well, I did it last year. It'll still be good this year. I agree. Most of the time that's accurate. But that's something that you've got to pay attention to and make sure that you are, out of all the opportunities to harvest that animal, you're doing it properly and you're doing it with respect. And that's really important. Gary, I'll tell you what, we do have a couple of events coming up that I would like to share. On the Ducks Unlimited side, there's a number of events coming up for DU throughout our area. Wicomico County has their DU event coming up March 16th. We've also got the Easton Group, Talbot County. Theirs is coming up March 22nd. And then we have Queen Anne's coming up March 23rd. So Ducks Unlimited, this is a big time for them to get folks together and raise some money to help out with their efforts. So that's really important, and I like sharing that. As you know, I participate in all those events. And I've also got the Patriot Hunts event coming up. That's next weekend, next Saturday, and that unfortunately is already sold out. So hopefully I get to see a lot of folks there, and we film that every year. We have Outdoors Delmarva comes over, and we film that, and we donate a hunt. So we'll be able to share that next fall, because I'm sure we'll probably do the same thing we did this past fall. We'll film whoever wins the hunt that we donate, and get to talk a little bit more about that on next Saturday night.
Sounds like a plan. So make sure that you take advantage of those opportunities. Now, is there an easy place to find those dates for the Ducks Unlimited events that you just mentioned?
There are. If you go to ducksunlimited.com and then go into the events center, it'll have everything in your area. You could just select state of Maryland or state of Delaware, and it'll show you all of those different events. That's ducksunlimited.com. Well, Gary, I tell you, I've got to get back to work. So as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.